History. The area of Pinerolo became of historical importance mainly during the Middle Ages, although this region already boasted some very important Roman settlements, such as Frosasco and Cavour. The origin of these towns can be traced back to their roots, thanks to their typical grid-shaped town planning. In fact, Pinerolo is mentioned for the first time in history with the name Pinarolium, in a document that certainly dates back to earlier than 996 BC, whereby Otto III of Saxony, King of Germany, confirmed his possessions to the Bishop of Turin, called Amizzone. The name of the city is of Latin barbarian origin, and in the centuries to come, it was destined to undergo various transformations, such as Pinerolo and Pinerol. The town was initially referred to as a curtis, Latin for rural settlement, spread out and grouped mainly around three churches: San Maurizio on the hill, San Donato in the central plains, and San Verano closer to the valleys, a few kilometers from the heart of town. The documented history of Pinerolo begins with Adelaide, daughter of the Marquis Alderico Manfredi, and Countess of Susa, last heir of the Arduinici. In the year 1064, she made a generous donation, helping the Benedictine monks to found the Abbey of Santa Maria in Verano. More donations ensued in the following years, and by the year 1078, with the donation of the castle and the remaining two churches, Pinerolo had been handed over to the abbot, and remained theirs until the year 1220. Under the religious domain, the village grew quickly because of the wealth of the monastery, and the public works carried out by the monks favored the circulation of a growing number of merchants and artisans. The population grew considerably during this period, attracted towards the town from the countryside, thanks to the new trades such as the paper industry, the production of metals, manufacturing activities, and textile production. The cultivation of silk cocoons was particularly significant. In the following century, the subalpine region, which includes Pinerolo, was scarred by the battles between local landowners, monasteries, and abbeys. Amid this competition between religious and secular powers, the people of Pinerolo started to claim rights to communal freedom, unhappy with the supremacy of the monks. The first known conflict arose in 1218. From then on, Pinerolo became a commune and elected its own consuls. The abbot, however, continued to have a strong influence on the administration of the town and took part in both councils. These assemblies were called the Council of 25 and the Council of 100. In 1220, Thomas I, Count of Savoy, continued the expansion that his dynasty had already begun in the Susa Valley. He secretly obtained citizenship by exploiting the vulnerable situation of the abbot. Subjecting the town of Pinerolo to his rule took some time, as the inhabitants were eager to conserve their communal independence. The final agreement took place in 1246 with an act of commitment on behalf of the commune towards Thomas II of Savoy, who vowed to respect the internal autonomy of the town. In 1295, the state of Sabaudia was split into two parts, and Pinerolo was handed down from Amadeus V to his nephew Philip. The town became the capital of all the territories on the Italian side of the Alps, governed by House Achaia, and destined to become their undisputed domain. The Achaia dynasty became extinct in 1418 with the death of the last heir, and its possessions returned to the other branch of the House Savoy, whose duchy was attacked repeatedly and consistently by the French. Pinerolo was occupied by France three times. The first occupation dates back to the 16th century, from 1536 to 1574. During this time, the town suffered a setback in its growth and development. The population decreased, and the silk industry and craftsmanship trade suffered a crisis. The second occupation lasted from 1630 to 1696, under the rule of the Sun King and Cardinal Richelieu. Pinerolo was turned into a fortified city and later reconquered by the Austrian Piedmontese troops of Victor Amadeus II, who was made to destroy the military buildings which had been built by the French occupants after signing a peace treaty that same year. The last time Pinerolo was annexed to a foreign state was during Napoleon's France in 1798. The occupation lasted until 1814. As well as finding itself in a politically contested zone and being a military front because of its strategic position, Pinerolo went through a turbulent stage from the religious point of view, which began in the 16th century with the Counter-Reformation. The Waldensian evangelist minority went into hiding in Pinerolo, but found the town to be hostile towards their presence. Also, when the Savoy dynasty returned to power, Victor Emmanuel I rose to the throne after the fall of Napoleon, and Pinerolo handed its privileged status over to Turin. The 19th century gave way to the development of urban planning, the manufacturing industry, and the economy in general, which in turn favored demographic growth. Pinerolo became internationally famous for the School of Cavalry, which led to the construction of impressive buildings, riding stables, barracks, and apartments for military officers. It was during this period that the rebel movement, led by Santorre di Santa Rosa, started and opened the path to the so-called period of resurgence. The first factories were born within the territories of Pinerolo, and in 1848, for the first time in Italy, a general workers' association was founded. For the whole past century, events moved back and forth between phases of economic stagnation and others of recovery. After a temporary growth following World War II, industrialization fell into a rut which has lasted for the past few decades, and the economy has turned mainly to the service sector, englobing tourism and culture.